Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's about 70 degrees during the daytime, and then it goes down to about 30 degrees at nighttime. So it's still wintertime weather here in the desert in Nevada. So the weather gets cold at night, and then it's getting warm during the daytime. Now we have the summer weather. It's going to be spring in the desert real soon. And so the weather is going to heat up, and we're going to pretty soon have summer weather in the desert in Las Vegas. So it's going to be like in the hundreds. It will rise to be in 110, 115, even 120 degrees during the daytime hours in Las Vegas. So we will have summer weather real soon in Las Vegas. All right. Well, that's the weather report for Las Vegas, and I hope the weather is pretty comfortable all around the country. I hope in the east side of the United States that they have a better weather condition, because they've been having snow and they've been having hurricanes and wind storms and everything. So I'm hoping that their weather condition will get better as the summer gets closer to being here in the state of the United States of America. All right. Well, let's talk NBA basketball. All right. DJ Papa D, how you doing today, sir?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine as wine. I'm looking divine. I'm smelling good, looking good. You know, I'm just living. I'm doing all right. So, what's going on in the NBA? Let's start with the Western Division, the Western Conference. And let's start up north with the Northwest Division.
On top of the Northwest Division is the Utah Jazz with 27 wins, followed by the Portland Trail Blazers and the Denver Nuggets. Both have 18 wins. In fourth place, the Oklahoma City Thunder with 14 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Minnesota Timberwolves with 7 wins.
Okay. Well, it looks like Utah Jazz is still running away with it, and Portland and Denver are following behind. I don't know if they're going to catch up with Utah before the end of the season, but they may qualify for the playoffs because it's the top 6 teams in the Western Conference that make the playoffs. So they're in good position to actually make the playoffs. So let's go to the Pacific Division. What's going on with the Lakers?
In the Pacific Division, the LA Lakers are on top now, with 24 wins and 11 losses. The LA Clippers are in second. They also have 24 wins, but they have 12 losses. In third place, it's the Phoenix Suns with 22 wins. Golden State Warriors follow them with 19 wins, and the Sacramento Kings are bringing up the rear with 13 wins.
Wow, that division is really moving along. The Lakers got 24 wins, and Utah Jazz got 27 wins? Oh, the Lakers are coming, baby. Watch out for Los Angeles, because they're coming. And the Clippers are right behind them. All right, that's what's going on in the Pacific Division. Everybody in the Pacific is playing ball. They all got 20 wins almost. So they're playing ball in the Pacific Division, so everybody in the West is going to make the playoffs for sure. All right, what about the Southwest Conference? What do they look like? I know
in the Southwest.
Go ahead with your color commentary. Yeah, San Antonio's still up front. I know they're still leading the pack in the Southwest Conference. But what's everybody else doing?
Yeah, San Antonio's on top with 17 wins, followed by Dallas with 16 wins. In third place is Memphis Grizzlies with 15 wins. New Orleans Pelicans have 14 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Houston Rockets with 11 wins.
Oh, well, Houston doesn't look like they're doing anything in the division. And Memphis was on top for a while. Now they've fallen to fourth place. And I'm surprised the Pelicans are even in the running. They're starting to win some games now. So that looks really good. And we have San Antonio leading the way, and the Dallas Mavericks are in second place, and this is the first time the Dallas Mavericks have even looked like they wanted to make the playoffs, because they've never made the playoffs in the NBA as long as they've been in the NBA. So they've never been a playoff team, so they're playing good right now. I'm really impressed. Mark Cuban must have bought some players to improve his basketball team. So that's a good sign. But San Antonio is going to run away with that division for sure. All right, let's go to the East Conference, the Eastern Conference. What they're doing in the Central Division.
In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 21 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers and the Chicago Bulls, both with 15 wins. In fourth place, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers with 13 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Detroit Pistons with 9 wins.
Did you say Chicago and Indiana are tied?
Yeah.
They both have 14 wins?
They both have 15 wins.
15 wins. Oh, how about that? Here come the Chicago Bulls. And Indiana is about to fall off because if the Bulls get running, boy, they're going to blow Indiana out. And then they're all going for Milwaukee. They're coming for the Milwaukee Bucks, who made the playoffs last year as the number one team in the East. So we'll see if they're going to regain their first place position in the Eastern Conference. So they have, you said they had 21 wins?
Right, 21 wins.
Yeah, all right. Well, they're leading the division, so we'll see if they continue to lead as we're going down the stretch. All right, what about the Atlantic division?
In the Atlantic division, the 76ers are on top with 22 wins and 12 losses, followed by the Brooklyn Nets, who also have 22 wins, but they have 13 losses. In third place, the New York Knicks have 18 wins, and the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors are tied for last with 17 wins. It's pretty close in the Atlantic division.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. And I'm watching, I'm keeping my eye on the Brooklyn Nets because they're playing real good. They're tied with the 76ers from Philadelphia. So it's a good run for the Roses in the Atlantic Division. All right, so let's go to the Southeast Conference and see what they're doing.
In the Southeast, Miami Heat is on top with 17 wins, followed by the Charlotte Hornets, who have 16 wins. And then it's the Atlanta Hawks with 14 wins. And bringing up the rear, Washington Wizards and Orlando Magic, both with 13 wins.
Whoa. All right. Well, Charlotte was running the division, but now they've fallen back. And the Miami Heat, is that what you said? The Miami Heat is winning the division now?
They're
ahead of the Charlotte Hornets? Oh,
right.
Man.
Miami Heat on top with 17 wins.
They're making a run for it. Now, Miami's used to being on top because they had LeBron James, and they won the whole NBA Finals World Championship. So now that they don't have LeBron, they got to play with whatever players they got to see if they can come back from being down because they were like in third or fourth place in the beginning of the season. And now they're making a run for the Roses. So that's good, Miami. I like Miami. So if they can come up, then they can look real good. And the Charlotte Hornets are in first place. Yeah. And Miami, the Heat's in second place. So those two teams are going to battle for the top position in that division. So that looks good for the NBA. That's what it looks like right now. So people, I hope you're watching the NBA and you're picking your winners because I think four of the teams on the East are going to make the playoffs. I don't know what four it's going to be, but it looks like Milwaukee's going to hold it down, and it looks like Indiana's tied. So I don't know what they're going to do, and I'm saying that Philadelphia's running shop in their division, and we got who else? Who's running behind Philly? Oh, the Brooklyn Nets. I can't believe that I forgot about the Brooklyn Nets. They are supposed to be the best team in the NBA. So that's what the sportscasters are saying right now about the NBA basketball team. They're saying the Brooklyn Nets are the best team in basketball. I don't know where they think the Lakers are going, because the Lakers ain't bowing down to nobody. And the Clippers are even running shop on the West. So I don't think the Brooklyn Nets are going to have a competition to beat the Lakers or the Clippers. And then they got to beat Utah. So it's a lot of good teams in the West. So I don't know what the East is going to do when it's time for them to get to the finals to see what's really going on. All right. Well, Las Vegas, I got a joke for you. I don't know if I told you this one the other day, but I was thinking about it. How come blind people don't skydive? Well, it's because their seeing eye dog, it scares the shit out of them. Yep, that's why blind people can't skydive, because it scares the shit out of their seeing eye dog. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. All right. Well, DJ Proper D, it's time for us to take a commercial break, and maybe we can play one of my songs when we come back. How about that? I got a new song for you, everybody. You won't hear it with the music. You'll just hear the lyrics. But we'll play the music for you with the song tomorrow. But today, we're just playing the words, the lyrics for my rap song. All right, DJ Papa D, we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside, and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
We have come by way of the stars, by way of the Nile evermore. We have come, speaking the tongue of the pharaohs, just from such we have come. In love of the ancestor, the struggle continues. Loving heart, strong son, firm fist. We are those.
We are evolutionists for justice. People try to front and call us prejudice. I know they know the truth. They call us battlers, the great warriors, systematic radicals who put their hand in the candy dish to full of mint. Government, taste the thieves' descent. I heard you were a prankster, ultimate gangster, daytime shooter, nighttime shankster, the phone tapper, just a little dapper so you think. My color's blacker than it's pink. Descending from pharaohs or travel the narrows and all of that are such. See me at the crossroad, pimp strut. I'm quite illogical but never been a savage. Deemed scientific but I never have to map it. I'm harder than the diamond that the Edomite steal. I'm never mythical. Divinity is real. Mind stays still, ever stable to the end. Nations begin. Black watch will defend. So now you raise the flag of the blood race earth. Freedom or death, and death unto birth. We carry on. the soil. Crossroad walker, grapevine swinger, the pyramid stalker. Making God music in sync with the universe. So here we go again, another brother verse. Back into time on the banks of Nile. Writing on papyrus, reading the dial. Looking to the sky from the city beyond. Counting to the nine, cause the mission is on. So not a lying connection, with cheese degrees. Star never dimming, third eye ever sees. Beyond dimension, beyond the soul. The label of your car inscribed on the scroll. So what you gonna do but ride to the scale? On your knees to the east, all hail the grand creator, the host and children. How could you think to conquer his dominion and exist? Coming from abyss, we are this. See the black fist, take a kiss. And from your earthly dwelling, you're dismissed. So can you dig it? Now with the key, back into the swing of reality. Divine principality, formalities are none. Son of a gun, I'm brother one, I am son. Enough. Genetics, anti-Semitic, ridiculous, chill. How you gonna copycat the pyramid still when a nation wears colors in respect of the build? Coming through the gap in the mountain on an elephant. The world does shiver, I'm the earthquake president. Walk the path and my steps remain. Back to the den, grab a hold of the mane. A leg bar, meet me at the road. A following soul, young to the old. Walking in the path of the pure is not as easy as they contemplate. But I obligate to demonstrate. Without struggle, no peace, and surely no state of mind. And what kind of nation will become? Daughters and sons of what is, we have come. We continue.
Hey, Mu, Aleba, Osiris, Isis, Abraham, Solomon, Mohammed, Jesus, Van Roy. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with a key.
I was sitting by the river with my warrior's gun. A bunch of cave boys try to house my drum. I never bust a sweat because it's not at all tragic. Voodoo, running for my magic. I came across the sand on my face alone. Eating cooked meat while you gnawed the bone. Sitting by the fire while you're frozen cave. A bunch of silly thieves with the nervous so you're brave. I think you're coward. Fighting systematically and chemically conniving. Said you never liked us, but it seems you're always trying. Try to say we're dumb, but it seems you're always thriving. From the science, so now I bear you. Sit, heed the words and raise the flag to prepare you for the coming of the ones that never fear you. Don't you know a brother like myself will only dare you to act foolish? We have come, child of the sandbox, follow through the drum. We have come from with the mathematics sum. Now you wanna ask what's the dumb diddy dumb? For X, Shalom.
1990, the tribal weapon.
One Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass and we got finished with the mass. And I walked out and then I walked into the backyard behind the church and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything. From towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps,
And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
All right, Las Vegas, this is my new song. It's called 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. That's the new song. Now we'll hear it with the music and everything. DJ Papa D plays a song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big old, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside with my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked myself to it, and to my surprise, I thought he had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to LA, South Central LA. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O. I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. He started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. He started screaming and hollering all night long. He let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant and we walked in the door and we went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food. And we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shining like a black seal. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found it said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A., to where I live, so we can go and play. 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girl to know. 65 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton, I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too, we got to do this again, real soon, and I rode on. I went to the Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl, she was sunshining on the sand. Ooh, wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh, wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Let's go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A. 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65. Is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine, blonde hair was flowing all over the box. Oh yeah, she was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled off back to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65. Is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G Money, the Pimp Thomas. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I rock and roll. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. I rock and roll with so much soul. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know. Yep, Las Vegas, that's my new song. 65 is where I reside. All right. Well, we're going to adjust the music to that song and edit it a little bit, but it's going to be right and ready for us to play on a regular basis real soon. So, DJ Papa D, do I have another joke for you? No, I don't. So, we can roll on. We can be, let's tell a story that I recorded for the listening audience. It's story time. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So, I'm telling you about the girls in my neighborhood. Yeah, there was a few of them that I hung out with. And one girl ended up moving next door to my house. Her name was Lisa. And Lisa was, we'll say she wasn't exactly beautiful, but she was willing to do almost anything. And she had big brothers, so we didn't want to really make her mad. So we were just really being good friends. And since she was right next door, she would always come over and want to play with me. So it was good. I had a good time with her. And we even played spin the bottle. And my buddy Warren, my god brother, that was the first girl he kissed. Lisa. And we teased him about kissing Lisa because she was like not the top of the barrel, if you know what I mean. She was just somebody to be playing with. And he had to kiss her. He spun the bottle and it pointed toward her. And he had to kiss her. And oh man. But I can't really talk about him because he got hooked up with a girl on 64th Street, and he ended up having a baby by her. So he was the first one of our crew to have a baby. So I can't say nothing about him. And his baby's mama was beautiful. Deborah, her name was Deborah Davis, and she was beautiful. I think she was Asian and black. She kind of looked like that. She had tight eyes. So she was really pretty. So that was the first girl he made love to that he had a baby by. So we give him shouts out. We give him props. We did all right. I never met his daughter, so I don't know what the baby turned out to be like. But I guess she's all right. She's like 30 years old now. So, you know, that was way back in the day when he did that. But anyway, so I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party at her house. And she invited a bunch of people from the neighborhood, and then she invited some people, some friends of hers, and her mother. And her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. I'm dancing, and I have been watching American Bandstand. And I have been watching Soul Train. But American Bandstand is the show that I used to watch all the time. So I thought it would be a good show for me to watch dancing. I didn't know that white people dance different than black people. I didn't know that. So I was watching American Bandstand, and I was copying all their dances. They did the swim. They did the bird. They did, I don't know what all the mashed potatoes. They did all these crazy dances. So when Lisa had her party, I went to the party, and I was all dressed up because I'm used to being G'd up because I'm G-Money. At least I wasn't G-Money then. I was just Gregory, the G. And I used to dance. And I go into the party, and I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. And I think her mother was trying to set me up, trying to get me to date her daughter. And I wasn't interested at all in dating Lisa. But she was cool as a friend. But I wasn't really trying to date her. But then again, I was only 10, so, you know, I was still had my options open. I was still checking out the other girls in my neighborhood because I had some beautiful women that lived in my neighborhood. At least at my age, I thought they were beautiful. So I went to the party, and I was dancing. And I was dancing, and Lisa's mama said, oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. And I thought I would show out a little bit. I'd break down and do some of the dances I saw on American Bandstand. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes, and she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped. I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, I thought I was doing real dances. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. So Lisa came and grabbed me by my hands. And we did the two-step, step one, step two, step one, step two. We just held hands and danced from side to side. And that's all the dancing I did for the rest of the night. I was like, oh, wow, I thought I could dance. And I found out that I couldn't dance. At least I couldn't dance like black people dance. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, man, her mama embarrassed me in front of everybody at the party. So I was like, okay, I got to learn how to dance. So I went home, and I told my mama, I said, Mama, I got to learn to dance because I got embarrassed at the party. And my mama said, really? You need to learn how to dance. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I was dancing at Lisa's party, and her mother pointed me out to everybody at the party and said that I wasn't dancing right, that I was doing some kind of crazy dancing she had never seen before. Obviously, she hasn't seen American Bandstand, because that's what I was doing. And my mama said, okay, I'm going to get one of my friends. She has a daughter that you used to go swimming with, so you know her. She'll come over here and teach you to dance because her and her son, the brother and sister, they used to swim with you in the swim class, and I knew who she was talking about. She was talking about my friend Gretchen. Oh, Gretchen Gilmore. Oh, she was so beautiful. Her mother was fine, too. But her, oh, Gretchen was beautiful. And Merklin was her big brother, and he was tall and handsome. And, you know, he looked all right, if you want to judge guys. He was older, though. He was like 4 or 5 years older than us. But he came over with his sister, and they brought their radio, and they brought their tape player, and they were playing music. So I was dancing, and they were showing me all the latest dances. I was doing the funky freak, and we did all of the top black dances. I was doing everything. I learned how to do it all, and I even learned a cha-cha, which was the dance. All the girls wanted to dance with the guys that knew how to cha-cha. So I was really excited about learning how to cha-cha. And one, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. I really was learning how to cha-cha. And I learned to dance. After that, I was a good dancer. And I danced at all the parties and everything. I was hot. I was hot.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
New revelation. Remember when?
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
This is Gene Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming. And it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Yes, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, because I want to give away $50 to the fan club members. And today, we're going to see if they can name the name of the movie. We're playing a movie clip, and I want caller number 10 to call in and name the name of the movie. And if you do, and you're caller number 10, you can win $50, because we're doing $50 cash giveaway to the winner who can name this movie. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie, and let's see what the listeners have to name the name of this movie.
That was some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
Okay, DJ Papa D, play that again, because I didn't catch it.
That was some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
That's some real John Wayne.
That was some real
shit?
John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
Oh, that's some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant. All right. Well, if you know where that verse or that comment came from, call the radio station and claim your $50 prize. be caller number, what did I say, number 10? Caller number 10 and claim your prize if you know the name of the movie. So, DJ Papa D, we have 5 minutes. So play a song and let the listeners think about the name of the movie. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big old, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside. Did my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her. And to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. He started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. He started screaming and hollering all night long. He let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside. To my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door, and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth, at a table. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food. And we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shining like a black seal. Ooh wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her name. She said, "I'm Darlene." And I sounded, said, "That's good." And she said, "I'm in the neighborhood." And I said, "I want to take you to South Central LA, to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girl to know. 6-5 is where I reside." So we went to the Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We came to the house. We went in the door. We went to the bedroom. And she got in the bed. And we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee. She was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street. And I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again, real soon. And I rolled on. I went to the Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl, she was sun tanning on the sand. Ooh wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she did. She said, "I do hair, and I teach school." I said, "Ooh-wee, me too." So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Let's go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rolled on. We ended up in South Central LA, 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the box. Oh yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off back to South Central LA, to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time. And my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G Money, the Pimp Thomas. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G Money, the Pimp Thomas. I rock and roll, that's the soul all night. I'm G Money, the Pimp Thomas. If you don't know, now you know.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, and everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So, now, let me talk to the fan club members. If we had a fan club member that called in for the name of the movie, they would be caller number 10. So, DJ Papa D, did we have a caller to call in and be caller number 10?
No, unfortunately, there was no caller today.
Okay. Well, again, I got the money, and I'll just put it away for tomorrow's show where we'll call, have any fan club member call in and just be the number of the caller that I ask for, and they can win $50. They don't need to know the name of a song. They don't need to know the name of a movie. All they have to do is be the caller of the number that I ask for. So I'll save this $50 that I had for my caller today, and I'll save it for tomorrow's show, for Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So fan club members, be aware. Listen to the radio show tomorrow, and you can call in and win $50 at the time of the show. All right. Well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. So I want to say thank you to my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow the radio show. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-house studio engineer, because he is responsible for us talking about the NBA sports, for him helping me with the story and helping me with the music, and of course listening to my jokes. Yep, without him I couldn't do anything. So, all right, well, DJ Papa D, it's time for me to say good night. I had a good time, and I hope everybody stays healthy, wealthy, and wise, and make sure they wash their hands and they have social distancing when they're out in public around people that they don't live with, and make sure they wear their mask, because that's very important if we're going to beat this virus, and make sure everybody gets their shot, gets their vaccination for the virus, because that's very important. So if they've gotten their first shot, make sure they line up and get their second shot on the day that they're assigned, so that the virus can kick in and we can stop the virus for spreading around the country. And hopefully we can stop the virus from spreading around the world. All right, DJ, I'm out of here until tomorrow. So God go with you. Peace be to you. And God bless you. And let's pray that we get rid of this virus. And, oh, yeah, we got school starting this week for a lot of people. So we want to hope that everything goes okay with the opening of school now. So I'm out of here. God bless you, and God loves you. Good night. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.